Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of guys, especially in Europe, South America, they all thought the new year was going to be the same old, same old. But instead, you get a geopolitical lightning strike. See, here's one thing you have to understand, and I keep hearing these, and I'm going to talk about this later on too as well. I keep hearing about no wars for oil. Well, in a stunning, I mean, this isn't new. I mean, our defense capability, a lot of our advanced defense capability is based on logistics, not on the F-22, not on Delta Force, not on the Apaches. It all comes down to logistics. And one thing about logistics is fueling these vehicles, fueling these attack aircraft, fueling these recovery vehicles, fueling everything that moves. So, yes, oil is a strategic piece in the logistics, you know, chess game. And this removal of Nicolas Maduro, no matter who's left in power right now, because this has started a cascade that removing him, pulling him out of office has removed a key piece from that geopolitical chessboard. Now, first things first. Everything that you can think about with Nicolas Maduro has been said. He was a dictator, an individual who pursued his policy through human rights suppression in the name and the interest of his allies. China liked him for the oil. And he was functioning as a South American resource hub, which for years primarily operated on Beijing's behalf. We're all worried about China, right? Since the mid-2000s, there's been military cooperation between Iran's Mullah regime and Venezuela. Iran has been supplying drones. They supplied it for so much to the point to where Venezuela started making them themselves. And those drones supported the Caracas regime. And those deep relations with Russia and China and Iran are history. So accordingly, you know, the Chinese and the Russians are very upset about this. Europe doesn't have any idea what to think about this because somebody actually went out there and did something. But the night of January 2nd, 3rd marks a turning point. It was a high impact shot. Not just against Caracas, but against anybody who's going to go against anything that we think is good for us. And some of the people that should be paying attention to this, especially in South America, you know, Colombia, Peru, Cuba, see, they were happily financing all kinds of clandestine intelligence operations with drug money and trading with China in open hostility to the the United States here. And all of that ends with this administration. And no, fentanyl was not made by Venezuela. It was made by China. It was simply used by Venezuela to cut their cocaine. So at this point, you know, and by the way, the trail of drug money regularly leads to Europe, just so you know. At this point, we can speculate, but it's not unlikely that they were funding leftist radical structures and mobs in the U.S. Black Lives Matter, the No Kings rallies, at least partially fueled by these money flows. There's a link between their intelligence activity and their drug money, and that's not speculation. You know, that's been going on since with the Iran-Contra affair. And nobody disputes the relationship with the Cartel de los Soles, which involved high-ranking Venezuelan military and government members. Now, also, I saw some people yesterday talking about, well, it's Big Oil that made this happen. Yeah, Chevron, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips. Well, they owned a bunch of big operations, and then Chavez nationalized them, took them from them. Multi-billion-dollar losses. Yeah, but Bill, those are big transnational conglomerates. They're just evil. Yeah, but where do we draw the line on when you can steal something from somebody? Those places were there. And while they might have gotten a few breaks or something, you know, setting up shop in there, I'm sure that most everything that got built, they built. You know, Venezuela possesses an oil reserve over 300 billion barrels. Difficult to extract, difficult to refine, but invaluable. And the U.S. companies coming back into production, well, we gain practical control over the flow of this crude. Control over the flow of it, right? Exports to China, in particular, come under U.S. oversight. China was at times Venezuela's largest oil customer, but Washington, and this now provides an additional lever. It could slow the subsidy machine of the Chinese export sector to give its own industry breathing space. And it also creates some leverage. And meanwhile, the Gulf Coast refineries in the U.S. specifically configured to process heavy crude from Venezuela and Canada can actually be supplied with this stuff now. Canada, which recently openly sided with the EU Commission on sanctioning U.S. tech companies, will need to find new buyers for their heavy crude. Because now we won't be buying it. And for the new government of Mark Carney, this is going to be problematic. And this new year, which has begun with a bang, now all the players in this are going to be forced to make moves. And while the U.S. with a single step has removed or neutralized multiple pieces from the board, Europe is in a different situation. Brussels and London and Berlin and Paris, the only thing they have that can solve their problems is to continue to escalate with Ukraine. And, well, Europe has no significant domestic raw materials. 60% of their energy is imported. And now they find themselves exposed as major players. The U.S. and China, you know, gradually make their moves and wield power levers over their resource complex. So it's time for Europe to decide as well. They get, you know, are they going to go down the path of climate socialist destruction? Or are they going to accept the strategic leadership that we have? We're very decisive. So, you know, hey. That would mean they would have to dismantle their censorship complex as well, if they want our continued support defending their nation, defending their region, I guess would be what we say. It is 2A Tuesday, and coming up next, we are going to talk with Dewey Lemons from Dewey's Pawn Shop. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. To a Tuesday, first time in 2026. Joining me now from Dewey's Pawn Shop is Dewey Lemons. Good afternoon, sir.
Happy New Year there, Bill.
Happy New Year to you. I spent entirely too much money down there here lately. I've been coming down there.
No such thing. You're doing a good job.
Good way, public service.
Yeah. Way better to spend your money here than anywhere else I can think of. And I'm going to see what else. Since we're a news thing, I got news for you.
Sure.
Last night was a perfect night to go coon hunting. If any of you guys had a chance to go coon hunting and you didn't go, you should have gone. Perfect night last night. Let's see what else the news is. The news is we got to order some more Berettas and Benellis. I got people fussing at me because I didn't order this, I didn't order that. So we're ordering a bunch of Benellis and Berettas today. And then my other guy's fussing at me to tell everybody on the radio that we got two YouTube channels now.
Yeah.
One for short clips, one for long clips.
Right.
So
I've seen the stuff on Instagram.
He said check us on Instagram and our YouTube also.
I've seen.
Yeah,
I've
go
seen
check out that YouTube. That's a pretty cool thing. I don't know how to do it, but I was sitting with a guy the other night and he turned it on and I was watching our YouTube channel. It's pretty cool.
All right, I don't know about this question. Hey, Bill, why do people hunt? You don't eat them.
Oh, I beg your pardon there. I do. We cut up deer meat this morning.
What about raccoons? Somebody wants to know if you eat raccoons.
Some people do. I do not like it. The main reason that I hunt raccoons on my place is because there are so many of them and they eat my turkey eggs. They will, they'll kill baby turkeys and eat them, and they attack turkey nests when turkeys raise, and quail also. And they also get in my garage and tear stuff up, getting in my dog food, too.
We just can't have that. This is all self-defense. I get it. I understand.
Yep,
I understand.
But no, most of everything I hunt, deer, I even do hogs. You know, people shoot the hogs and throw them away because there's so many of them and they're trying to get rid of them. Man, I always cut the backstrap out of them and eat that at least. But yeah, I eat most all the game that I shoot.
Somebody's asking me what your thoughts on are the auto ordinance 1927A-1, a 45 semi-automatic, newer version, not the original Chicago typewriter. Does that sound?
Yeah, I think they're too heavy.
Yeah, okay.
But the original ones were real heavy, too. They're just a real heavy gun. If you're going to shoot one in full auto, that extra, all that heavy weight really helps. That makes a big difference. But if you're not shooting one in full auto, you're shooting a real heavy gun that's just, there's no recoil. They're fun to play with, but it's a real heavy gun.
Do you have any Archon Type Bs? I know that I sold you mine, but I mean, I'm fairly sure that one's got to be gone, although I don't know.
Don't think so.
That's an interesting gun, the Archon Type B.
Mm-hmm. It is very different.
One thing I've noticed a few times I've been coming in here recently during December, every time I come in there, there's an AR-15 going out the door.
Yep, we still sell. I tell you, we still buying a bunch, too, though. I can't believe how many are out there and people are still coming in and selling them. So as long as they keep selling them, we'll keep selling them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to say thankfully. I'm just going to say that I haven't seen one of you don't have a bunch of guns in there that have so many doodads on them that you can't really tell what they are anymore, do you?
We see stuff like that, yeah. Yeah, we see a lot of stuff people add all kinds of stuff to.
Yeah.
But no, we got lots of plain Jane regular stuff too. We got a wide variety. I mean, I bet we got 20 different brands of ARs out there. I mean, there's so many different ones. There's a lot of them out there I've never heard of before.
I was looking at that and I told Braden, I said that there seems to be more space between them now. Like, you've been moving a lot of them.
Yeah, we've been selling a bunch. Christmas time was a good time to move them.
Somebody on the text line, hey, Bill, tell my new cousin, Dewey, I said hello. Did you get you a new cousin?
That's one of my, I hope he's going to be one of our new customers. He did a DNA thing and said that we were kin somehow for the DNA thing, and we went back and started looking, and as far as I can think, my great uncle could be his great grandpa.
Okay.
Maybe. But I hadn't figured it all out yet. Some of these names, I got no idea who these people are, so, but
being asked,
we'll
if
find
you have
out
any,
about that later on.
Yeah. Do you have any double stack 1911s or 2011s in 9mm? Currently?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
I've been seeing a lot more Springfields out there on the market. And I think the Prodigy has gotten a little bit better. I think they've solved a few problems with that particular gun. And anyway.
I had somebody asking for one this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem with the 2011 for me is the weight. They're sort of heavy. Shoot great. But, I mean, an inside-the-waistband gun,
That's the way a gun, you know, it's always been that way, in my opinion. The heavier the gun, the better it shoots. But, you know, you can't – I fussed at a deputy sheriff one time. He was on the SWAT team, and I said, man, what in the world do you want to shoot that little thing for? It's going to just jump all around and everything. I said, you'll need to shoot this one right here. And he said, that gun's too heavy. I said, but it shoots way, way better. He said, I had to pull my gun out and hold it on a individual one time for about 40 minutes. He said, if your gun weighs way too much, you can't stand there and hold that gun and be accurate with it after you've been holding it for 40 minutes on somebody.
He was talking about a handgun.
Yeah, a handgun. He was involved in a shootout one time. He was with the SWAT team, and he was involved with a shootout. And he said he had to hold his pistol on a guy for 40 minutes before anybody came to help him or anything like that. And he said, if I had had a real heavy gun, he said, I'd have had problems.
When you're in a gunfight, I don't think you notice how much the gun weighs. I'm being asked, before we run out of time, do you have any M&Ps in 45, and do you have any suppressors? Or does Traders have any suppressors?
No suppressors at Traders. Yes, we do have suppressors still available for sale. And I don't know if we got an M&P 45 out there or not.
But if they don't, they can get it.
Though, that's sure.
You're not going to find 45 caliber guns in this kind of quantity anywhere else except Dewey's. I mean, he has a fine collection, except he doesn't want it to be a collection. He wants it to be a selection. So go check that out. 5900 Augusta Road. Phone number is 864-422-0072. The going out of business sale at Traders still is going on?
Yes. He actually bought a couple guns today off the street, but we're still trying to sell them over there. We got a lot of inventory we need to get rid of.
I hear you. I'll be talking to you.
All right, come see us. Thank you, sir. Everybody.
Yes, sir. They don't have the Trump slump. They don't have it at all. Sovereignty, if you're being in another nation, is not a get out of jail free card. Sorry. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Well, what came out of Caracas didn't shock me so much, right? Didn't shock me so much. But, you know, one of the things that I include, even in my intro, is that I am unapologetic. And what startled some of the commentators was not that Trump acted, but that he acted without wringing his hands and worrying about what everybody was going to do. Because for decades, power has been expected to apologize for itself. And Trump did the opposite. And he exposed how hollow the reigning orthodoxies have become. The operation against Maduro was neither impulsive or ornamental. It was absolutely, brutally effective. It was economic. It was well thought out. How was it economic, Bill? Well, they didn't waste a lot of time, and they didn't do anything they didn't need to do. Everything they did, they needed to be doing. Followed a long pattern in which the Venezuelan regime weaponized criminality while hiding behind the language of "we are a sovereign nation." Narco trafficking, jihadist financing networks, and political repression were not unfortunate side effects of governance in Caracas. That was the point. It was the business model. International law, or at least the way they practice international law, didn't do anything to constrain it. It protected it. What happened in Caracas was a failure of the international community. The dominant fiction, okay, what everybody wants you to believe is that international law operates as a neutral referee running always in the background. A subtext, if you will, disciplining state behavior through shared norms. And if somebody else goes off the reservation, well, you know, we'll scold them and we'll furrow our brow. And reality, rogue regimes have learned to treat this as a litigation strategy. They do not comply with the substance. They exploit the procedure. Sovereignty becomes a legal shield. Sovereignty is a political responsibility. It is never a legal shield. And then they basically become this, like, basically, Venezuela was a multilateral forum. They became a sanctuary where delay and outrage and moral inversion took the place of actual, you know, accountability. Trump's intervention punctured that, and he did not confuse legality with legitimacy. When a president responds to hybrid warfare, and that's exactly what this was, that's what all this drug running was being done, all of that was hybrid warfare. when he responds to that with military force. He's not going to do it cheaply. He's risking, he's got a lot of things at risk. Domestic backlash, diplomatic retaliation, the predictable hysteria of everybody out there who is apologetic, right? And that expenditure of political capital matters. But it also does something else. It is a signal that I am completely serious. I'm to be taken seriously. Failure to take me seriously means you get a nice ride with a, you know, set of handcuffs in front, a blindfold, and a nice plastic bottle of water. It restores the link between decision and consequence. And international governance has been really busy dissolving that whole thing about consequence. Sovereignty means that Trump has responsibilities here. But it's not a magic incantation. You can't be a sovereign nation and, you know, that gets out there and claims to be a democracy and then takes away the meaning of elections and criminalizes opposition, funds itself through transnational crime, and targets my country. You don't get to be that. You don't get to be the sovereign leader of that. Maduro's government perfected the art of using that sovereignty to drain accountability. Borders became an excuse. Constitution became a prop. International law, instead of coming out, you know, actually challenging that, they provided it with cover. The deeper problem lies in they've taken procedure and turned this into a fetish, you know? When the process is treated as an end in itself, you forget what the whole point of the exercise was. They get out there and they comply, but they're not really complying. And that's why the most enthusiastic defenders of procedural purity are always those that are not really interested in a democratic outcome. So the global left has sanctified process. And in doing this, they shield themselves, the authoritarian elites, from scrutiny, while they claim the mantle of legality and the moral high ground. The problem is Trump is a realist. And realists are blunt. They're blunt instruments. And for those that are in the, you know, really deeply entrenched in the status quo, this is very unsettling for them. He doesn't look at the word salad talk of governance or consensus. He's looking for a result that would be based upon governance or consensus. And seeing none, well then, you know. He understands it to be a deterrent. He has to be a credible deterrent. And one way to really enhance everybody, and see, it doesn't matter about what he knows about his capability to be credible as a deterrent. He has to prove this to other players. And oh my.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Last weekend, he was proving it. So, all of these approaches that he's employing right now, they do cost, and Trump's not denying any of that. It offends the bureaucracies because their influence depends on drift. It upsets the partners who prefer ambiguity to decision. And for the ideologues who are constantly out there apologizing for the fact that we are the big dog on the porch, it enrages them because they're relying on our hesitation to support their moral narrative. But then, you know, until we get to this point to where everybody believes us, order will be maintained by leaders willing to decide rather than to defer. And that's going to be a very stark difference. The president isn't saying things or issuing statements in order to be admired or to get clicks. He's serious when he's talking. And he issues the statements that he does with the unspoken part now for everybody to understand is that he's going to enforce his statements. The real lie we keep telling ourselves every January is that we want to change, but it has to happen on a special day, doesn't it? Yeah. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. The tradition of making New Year's resolutions dates back to the Babylonians 4,000 years ago. They marked their start of the calendar year by making promises to their gods. The Romans continued that, honoring Janus, the god of beginnings and endings. Then came Christianity, and those promises began to come more inward-looking, and it became a time of personal reflection, an opportunity to look back on where we had failed and fallen short, and try once again to do better. The 18th century saw John Wesley develop some structure around the concept of making resolutions, introducing covenant renewal services that link self-reflection directly to the start of the new year. So, New Year's resolutions for thousands of years were not casual. They were supposed to be a serious commitment and promise, first to multiple gods, then to one God, and then to oneself. And then somehow or other, the seriousness got lost. And today, New Year's resolutions have become one of the most predictable rituals in American life. Every January, gyms are packed, grocery carts suddenly include vegetables, and social media fills with announcements of personal reinvention. And I'm not exempt from that, okay? It's just that at my age now, I'm going to be 65 this year. At my age, I keep thinking to myself, well, I'm going to have fewer and fewer chances to do this. And if I actually did do it, I might have more chances. So, you know, I get out there. I didn't join a gym, though. I didn't join a gym. And a lot of people that do, they use it just long enough to feel virtuous. And then they get reminded month to month later by their credit card statement. And I'm not alone. The modern resolution economy depends on this cycle. January optimism followed by quiet abandonment. And we have entire industries that are built around the assumption that enthusiasm peaks early and fades fast. And we plan for failure almost from the start, normalizing it as part of the process. The resolution survives not because it works, but because it gives us a familiar excuse to try again. But this isn't about being lazy as a society or a lack of willpower. This is how we've trained ourselves to think about change. New Year's resolutions rest on the assumption that January 1st is meaningfully different than December 31st. That the calendar itself gives us a clean break. That starting fresh is easier if the date feels symbolic enough. And by pushing our best intentions forward, we buy ourselves time and we create some temporal slack. We can be pretty serious about self-improvement without having to do very much. So January 1st becomes a sort of psychological waiting room. When those resolutions fail, and they usually do, we don't abandon the habit. We just wait until next January and promise we're going to get it right this time. And the ritual goes on and on, even as the results stay the same. And that way of thinking would have puzzled the Babylonians. It would have seemed odd to the early Christians. Because for most of history, self-correction isn't seasonal. Accountability doesn't have a schedule. People didn't wait for a special day or a new year to try again. They adjusted when they realized that something wasn't working. The idea that moral or personal improvements should be postponed until a specific date would have seemed sort of indulgent. Maybe even evasive. Modern resolution culture flips that logic. Instead of treating every day as an opportunity to correct course, we outsource responsibility to the calendar. We tell ourselves that next week, next month, next year, we're going to provide the right condition for change. And until then, we drift, keeping up our bad habit in the process. And what we have now is a culture that is always preparing to begin. And that's why New Year's resolutions fail. Not because people lack ambition, but because the structure encourages an all-or-nothing mindset. Miss a day, break a streak, fall off once, and the entire effort feels ruined. Because if January 1st was the magic moment, what's left on January 21st? And real change never works that way. It's not dramatic. It's usually very repetitive and boring. It happens in the small decisions, not in a declaration. And the better approach would be to stop making these resolutions. Not because self-improvement is pointless, but because postponing it is. And the real line we tell ourselves every January isn't that we want to change. It's that change requires a special day or a new calendar year. And it doesn't. It is within your grasp right now. It doesn't have to be a gigantic leap. It can be a bunch of small steps in a mundane way that's just different from what you were doing. But really, truly, making a change, keeping that promise, it just requires deciding that you don't have to wait anymore. It's 2A Tuesday, and Well, I had a discussion with a friend of mine, and we injected martial arts into it, and it was a very interesting discussion. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.